From February 10 to 14, members of 22 Wing, Canadian Forces Base North Bay, home of the Canadian Air Defence Sector, provided command and control during Exercise Bamboo Eagle, part of a tactical build-up to the operational implementation of multi-domain combat readiness training. Led by the United States Air Force Warfare Center, Exercise Bamboo Eagle 25-1 included forces from the U.S., Australia, Canada and the United Kingdom. The exercise is designed to strengthen cooperation among joint and allied forces and sharpen their combat readiness to respond quickly to new threats. This is the first time the Royal Canadian Air Force has participated in Exercise Bamboo Eagle and the second year the exercise has been held, providing allies with an advanced and realistic training environment in preparation for the evolving demands of modern warfare. By taking part in Exercise Bamboo Eagle leveraging virtual technology, aerospace controllers and aerospace control operators exercised wartime battle management skills with coalition partners on a scale that would not otherwise have been possible, says Colonel Joseph Aldford, 22 Wing and Canadian Air Defence Sector Commander. We are proud to have participated in this exercise alongside the U.S. Department of Defence, Royal Australian Air Force and Royal Air Force. Exercise Bamboo Eagle 25-1 involved over 10,000 service members from the U.S. Department of Defence, Royal Canadian Air Force, Royal Australian Air Force, and the Royal Air Force operating, maintaining, commanding and controlling and supporting more than 150 aircraft at over 15 locations. The Royal Canadian Air Force does not operate alone, but within a joint and allied environment that requires interoperability and collaboration. Interoperability with our allies and partners is imperative to achieve collective deterrence against emerging threats, says a news release. 22 Wing North Bay hosts and supports the Canadian Air Defence Sector, conducting the NORAD mission by providing surveillance, identification, warning, and control of air traffic over and approaching North America. Sources of information include radar information received via satellite from the North Warning System across the Canadian Arctic, coastal radars on the east and west coasts of Canada, and other space-based and terrestrial systems.